Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, every now and then we got to clean out our junk drawer because we've got notes from a lot of wines we've tasted, and we sometimes think it's fun to bundle them up into a program called Odds and Ends.
Yeah.
That's just what you've done.
I haven't done this in a while, and so it was kind of fun to kind of just sort of root around and find a couple of things. This is also a show that I probably should have done in spring rather than fall, since it's, you know, all on sort of light wines, but what the heck, you know. Pleasing, good value white wine can be enjoyed no matter the calendar. So here are three wines I thoroughly enjoyed. First, from a French producer, the name is Alain Jaume.
This
is the 2023 Grand Veneur. We'll put this on the website. Côte du Rhône Blanc. This is a fruit-forward blend of Roussanne, Viognier, I think they're heavy on the Viognier, and Claret, that showcases lovely floral aromas with notes of apricot and pear. On the palate, the wine is rounded and generous, flavors of peach and almond supported by a good, crisp, long finish. Côte du Rhône is always a very good value, and at $17.99, this is a great example of what makes me so enthusiastic about Côte du Rhône. So, the Loire River Valley is home to many wonderful white wines from Vouvray, Sancerre, Muscadet, Puy-Fumé. Sancerre, in recent years, has become relatively expensive. So, I was extremely pleased when I was introduced to a wine. The producer is Domaine de Salvar. This, again, will be on the website. Vin de France, designated, so it's fruit from anywhere. Sauvignon Blanc, simply named Unique. This is a dead ringer for a pretty high-quality Sancerre. Shocking. Concentrated and assertive, the nose shows lime zest, floral notes, racy acidity, and a very firm minerality. Does that sound like Sancerre?
It does, exactly.
Yeah. With such an understated name, Unique, my expectations were low, but this 2022 vintage Sauvignon Blanc really delivers. And at $22.99, this was as good as a number of Sancerres for which I have paid twice as much. And finally, from the renowned producer of German wines, Ernst Lucen, who produces wines in Germany and then has a number of joint venture things out in the Pacific Northwest where they're doing Rieslings. Anyway, comes a 2022 Gewürztraminer from the Pfalz region.
Oh.
This is called Villa Wolf is the label.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Villa Wolf 2022 Gewürztraminer. It was fun. It was wonderful.
Oh, neat.
The property dates back to 1756, but was taken over by the Lucen organization in 1996. This is a classic Gewürztraminer. Forward aromatics of spice and rose petals over supple fruit with a balancing acidity in the finish. I tasted this among a bunch of other wines, and I found myself going back and trying it over and over again. It really was fun. And at $14.99, it was a real pleasure. I highly recommend all three of these, but for $14.99, the Villa Wolf Gewürztraminer is my wine of the week.
Well, I love Gewürz, so I'm glad it worked out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.